106.7 K-Rock. It's Bradley. Tonight, lots going on. Getting rid of the rest of the tickets to both night one and two of the Almost Acoustic Christmas to people like Brian of Fullerton, who just won. We will also do the finals of the Christmas carol singing. Our Lady of Peace. It is called Clumsy. 106.7 K-Rock here. OQ, it's Bradley. All night tonight. Sort of your last chance. One of the last chances to win tickets to both night one and night two of the 8th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Hello, I'm too early, huh?
You're way early.
Way early?
You're very premature, and we don't like being premature here at K-Rock.
Well, put me on hold. I promise you I'll be on time.
That would be cheating.
Well, cheating's good.
So 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ, it's Brad. Night before the 8th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. The energy around this place, there's like, the whole staff is here. You'd think it was the middle of the day. The phones are ringing off the hook, so I decided I'm going to go undercover and call the phone ops and make sure they're not being corrupt and hooking their friends up with tickets. Let's see.
K-Rock.
I bet you guys are probably getting a lot of calls for the tickets, huh?
Oh, yeah, you can say that.
Is there any way to buy them?
No.
Can't you hook me up? What if I pay you $500?
You're crazy.
Can I win a pair if I pay you $500?
No.
I can't?
Uh-uh.
What about $700?
Looks like I lose my job. You sound crazy?
$700. For nothing, you wouldn't give me the tickets?
No.
At all?
Why would I jeopardize my job for you? A complete stranger. I'm not going to sell tickets.
Is there anybody else there that'll do it?
Golden, will you do the next con? Will you rig the next contest for $1,000? He said, hell no.
The ghost of Tom Jones. Yeah, take that, it's Rage. The ghost of Tom Jones on K-Rock.
Five.
Tonight's Furious 5 at 9 on K-Rock is based on the acoustic Christmas bands. All the bands performing tomorrow. You can still get yours in 800-520-1067. It's Brad. Who's your favorite band performing?
Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray?
Yeah.
RPM is number 5. K-Rock.
Oh my God, hello?
Hi.
Oh my God, Mark, I got through, Mark, I got through. Oh my God, okay, oh my God, oh my God, is this really, oh my God, okay. Okay, are you giving any way?
Okay, I gotta go now.
Oh, okay.
Everclear, 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ, it's Bradley. Do I sound funny to you? This is how I sound to myself.
I sound like I'm talking from inside a garbage can inside my headphones right now. I don't know what's wrong with the K-Rock microphone.
But I really just can't fake it anymore. It really sounds like crap.
Brad.
K-R-O-Q. K-Rock.
Here with Blink-182. I think
Hi.
Can you hear yourself now?
Yeah, I can hear myself now.
Too loud? Too soft?
No, it's good.
Sound good.
Work.
Good,
sound
good.
Great.
Mark, Tom, and Scott, welcome to Los Angeles.
Thanks.
The drummer is without a mic. The drummer is facing the back wall. It sounds like he did something wrong.
He smells.
And he's being punished. So you guys are from San Diego. You're not too far from home.
No.
No, not too far.
All right. Can you drink in public in San Diego?
You can't run around naked with your dog in public. I know that.
And that's the only rule?
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen you guys play live, but I think we're about to see you play here in the confines of the K-Rock Studios.
We'll give it a shot.
Bunch of Marshall stacks. It's almost like, for the K-Rock listener, if you're looking at a stage, the drums are in front. The other two guys are behind him. The drummer is, Scott is the leader of the band this time around. So what are you guys going to play?
Damn it.
All right, sounds good. It's Blink-182 here on K-Rock.
Well, I guess this is growing up. Woo!
Yes. Very good. Blink-182 live here at K-Rock. Here, I want to play your version of the song. You guys have headphones on. Scott doesn't, but you can hear this.
All I'm saying is you're going to have a big lawsuit on your hands.
What's up? You guys sound better than we do.